I want to welcome you guys to Our Bop. This is Riddick's Book of Philosophy. My name's Philip Riddick, and this is where I talk about what I want to talk about the way I want to talk about it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends, family, and loved ones to come in and enjoy my whimsical way of saying things, doing things, and thinking about things.
Please hold for a very important message.
Oh, you taking my BS again. You need to stop talking about my stuff.
Hey, everybody. Sooner or later, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to take a plane, a hotel, or rent a car or something, either because you want to go on a vacation, something that you were waiting for or really wanted to do, or sometimes we have some unfortunate circumstances in our families where we have to travel involuntarily. Either way or the other, if you need to travel, you want to save some money. I am an independent TSA travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang. And I can save you 30 to 70% on your travel. If you send me your first and last name to the following email address, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. I can send you an absolutely free website, yours personally, that you can use whenever you want, and it will save you money. It can save your money whenever you are going away. You might be going away now. You might be going away in the future. This website is yours forever. So once again, if you want to save money traveling 30 to 70%, shoot your first and last name to me at dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. We are back. Welcome to Our Bop. My name's Philip, and I have my daughter,
Jessica.
And she's just amazing. Put your hands together for my daughter. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are amazing, and I know you know it. All right, guys. Here we go. The subject is, for this podcast, why be a dick? You don't have to be a dick, baby.
Because sometimes being a dick, you get results.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Got you there, huh?
No, that's risque.
Hey, cold world.
No, that was cold and heartless for a father to hear. What do you mean, sweetheart?
Is there an echo with me?
No, there's no echo whatsoever.
Because I feel like there's an echo.
There's a little reverb, but that's just my processing. Let it fly.
Okay.
What do you mean, sweetheart?
No, because sometimes if you're just nice and you're getting too nice and nice and nice and the niceness don't get you nowhere, sometimes you got to be a dick.
That's It's just so weird to hear your daughter say be a dick.
Hey, it's in the last four letters of our last name. I have the right to sit there and say it.
Yes, you do. Claiming smokers as James. Brother James, I had to modify. All right, earlier we were talking, and I told him I was going to make me a Tito salad. All right, use some Tito's and just throw in one ice crouton. But I did not do that. What I did was I put some Seagram's gin in this glass, and I needed a mixer. So I mixed it with some Ciroc coconut. Hey, man.
Okay, speaking of being a
say
dick.
Say.
Okay. Father, yes. I love you, but you keep trying to play me on stuff, and then you be a dick.
What?
And then you be utilizing the stuff that you be talking about me about.
What are you speaking of, woman child, pray tell?
Folks.
She gonna bust me out.
I sure am. Okay? I buy alcohol sometimes from time to time and stuff like that, and every time I get, you drinking that BS. You sitting there drinking that stuff.
What I call it. Oh. Them sweet drinks, what I call it.
I forget what.
You buying that estrogen.
Anyway. He'll say that from time to time. Okay, so case in point, bought Remy Martin. Okay, that's not a sweet drink. It's not. All right. I had a whole bottle.
Remy's sweet.
No, it's not.
That's sweet.
Anyway, okay. Hashtag respect my journey. Anyway, he gonna sit there and he talk all that stuff. And then next thing I know, Daddy, what you drinking? Remy. Oh, you're drinking that BS, huh?
I ran out of scotch.
Okay, that was the first bottle. It had a brand new bottle. Daddy, what you drinking? This is what's funny. The other day, we were sitting there. I got fussed out involuntarily, okay? Speaking of being a... Yeah. I got fussed out involuntarily trying to fix stuff. And then...
I apologize for that. He did.
I'll give him that. He did. However, comma, what happened?
Wait. Did you say comma?
Yes, I did. However, comma, okay? However, comma, he gonna sit there, okay? After he just yelled at me...
I didn't. Yes, I did.
After he yelled at me, you know what he was about to do? Look, he confessed it. He confessed it. You know what he did, y'all? You know what he did? He was about to drink my Remy after he just yelled at me, and then he didn't. But he confessed that he was going to do it. After he just yelled at me over something, being a dick.
Aaron Edwards says, I was being a dick. Listen,
yes, he was.
In my dickliness, let me explain. Something had happened between my daughters. Not going to get into it completely. Y'all ain't family. Shit. Anyway, where the household was embarrassed. And I felt some type of way about, am I correct, sweetness?
Yes.
All righty then. So.
Give them some more, though. Give them some more.
I'm not giving too much. Look, these are friends. These
I
are
know. Family. I get you.
So, in my angrylessness of dicklinessness, is that a word?
Yes, it is today.
So I came in and I blasted everybody. Father's home. It was a
1, 2, 3.
It was a knockout. I was pissed. Anyway, so I jammed up the three girls that were involved immediately. And then after I left, I came back and I got the gist of the story and she was
innocent.
My beautiful daughter was innocent, doing exactly what she wanted. I mean, what she was supposed to do. And I apologize. But after the incident, I'm like, man, I'm going to get me a drink. And then I went for the Remy Martin that she had bought. I was like, shit, now I can't drink this shit because she bought it. I had to put it back and like drink this vodka. Oh, aww. Yeah, man.
No, ain't no awe. But I
was a dick. Yeah, but prior to knowing the freaking ins and outs, was my dickliness justified?
Not at me.
I got that. All right, now. Hey, Daryl, what's going on?
See, this is the thing. You want to go on this topic, and I'm just like, really?
I'm proud of my penisisms, okay? When I'm a dick, especially when it's intentional, I don't give a shit.
Sometimes your penisisms does not need to sit there and be, does not need to go towards your children. I'm sorry.
Wait, stop. I have no children.
You're women children.
I got a house full of women.
And I'm a woman child. So you're a woman child. You're women children. Sometimes you're penisisms.
Oh, Tracy, my sister. Y'all put your hands together for my sister. She says, being a dick, Jess.
He was being a dick. Okay, he was.
Aaron says it is what it is. Anyway, that's enough about us specifically. Here's the subject, guys. One, don't be a dick. Now, are there times
when you have to, there are times
when being a dick's okay.
Yes.
There's some times when you need to sit back and calculate and plan, come up with the whole freaking situation so you can retaliate with the utmost of dickicism. Sometimes you have to do that. People make you do that.
Yes.
But is it okay?
Yes. Absolutely.
Really? I agree. Listen. They say, turn the other cheek.
No.
Oh, I'll turn the other cheek so you can kiss the other side. You can kiss my ass and I'll turn the other cheek. You can kiss the other side of my ass too. I ain't bullfrogging at all. Not nothing. Now, back to.
I just feel like it's justified.
I'm creating so many words. Back to dickliness.
Penisisms.
That's right.
I think it's, look. I'm a nice person. Also, I'm a Virgo. Okay. So I have to don't start. Don't do
no,
it.
I'm reading comments. Okay. Look, see, look, right I'm in ready. Front of you guys. She's being I'm a
ready.
Dick.
I'm ready. I'm ready for you today. Okay. This is how I feel about it. Okay. I'm a very nice person. I sit there and I give, and I'm a very empathetic type of person.
This is
and
true.
And people sometimes tend to take that for granted, or they tend to want to use that against you.
And
they
want
to take your kindness for weakness.
This is
and
true.
Things of that. And then after a while, because I'm a cuss baby too, that Libra side got to come out, which I got from him. And I gotta be a dick because they don't understand me being nice. They just don't understand being nice. I can sit there and be calm, understanding about stuff and all this other great stuff. No, that ain't understanding. But then when I sit there and cuss somebody out, oh, now we get it.
But hold on. Uh-oh. Roz in here. Smitty, he said, what have you done to our child? Smitty, look, Roderick Fitzgerald Smith, I've known him since she was itty bitty. When we were little airborne, we used to jump out of airplanes and shit back in the day. Anyway, but according to what my daughter just said, I'm just like her. I'm empathetic. I'm sympathetic. I really care about people's. Look at her face. That's a complete total lie. I don't give a shit most of the time. I I feel so bad because, actually, I don't feel bad, but sometimes when I'm supposed to care, I really don't give a flying fuck. I don't care a lot of the time. I just don't.
This is true.
I don't. Okay, let me tell you a story. We were talking about me, my wife, a couple other people. We were talking about Ethiopia. This is years ago, back when all you saw on the Discovery Channel and those type of shows was the little kids and their bellies were all fat and their legs were all skinny, flies all over them. The stuff that they don't show that much now. But my wife goes, oh, look at the babies. I'm like, listen, the little pot-belly pencil-leg kids need to move someplace where they can get some food. Now, she got so mad at me. You shouldn't say that. I was like, Cam, nothing I say is going to affect what's happening in that country.
But that wasn't the time to be a dick. No. You got to pick your dickisms right, Dad.
No, babe.
Yes.
There is nothing that I'm going to say or do that's going to affect that country at all.
Okay, and I get that. However, like I would say, situational dickisms is where you need to have.
What got it was the pot-belly pencil-leg children. That's what
no,
she
said. No,
she didn't like that.
Dad.
She didn't like Dad. That at all.
Dad, oh, yes. No.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a time and a place.
Smitty said, damn, Skippy. Nothing I say is going to change that shit. Johnny Mac said, that's funny.
There is a time and a place to sit there and do it. Because of how you are.
How am I?
You're a dick.
My daughter just called me.
You're a lovable one to us.
Okay.
But you're a dick, Dad. You are.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Whose fault is it then?
Look at that wall over there.
You know what?
Rod says, Sweetie said, I pray for Kim daily.
Pray for us all, Uncle Smitty.
Listen,
please.
Sometimes people freaking deserve shit. Sometimes yes. People don't.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me bounce this off of you folks. If you have an individual or individuals that you help, always, you help those people, but then they're ungrateful.
True.
They don't give a shit. When they're doing good, everyone's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
They need some help, you help them out, they're still doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But then once they get a little leg up on a little something, some itty-bitty leg up, then they want to hand you they fucking ass. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who. But it happens. So I feel everything within me, you know, my wife would be like, just let it go, Phil. Just forgive him. And everything in me, man, from brain to balls is like, hell no, I'm going to get you back. All right.
So this is like the Dr. Phil and the Medea moment when the getters and the gotters and all this
other stuff.
You got to get your Glock.
No.
Is that what you're feeling like?
No, I ain't getting a Glock. I'm just going to bide my time. Because when it comes to those individuals, especially the ones, and y'all can back me up on this, the ones that you know are going to need you before you need them, you know what I'm saying? Because you know they're going to come back eventually with their tail tucked, and I'm going to stick that tail right up that bunghole. It's so close, it might as well fit. I ain't playing with folks. Shoot, you can't be a dick and then come right back and expect no reprecationary dickness. Is that a word?
It is today.
You see what I'm saying? Folks, and y'all know what I'm saying. You get the people that treat you some type of way, and then when they come into hard times, they expect you to totally forget that shit and forgive. What would Jesus do? I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't Jesus. What Philip gonna do? Sometimes I be waiting to get you back.
See, you be getting in the gutters and all this other. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying.
You get your getches, and then you get.
Am I wrong for that?
Not necessarily.
No, I'm not wrong for that.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
I think somewhere in the Bible, I'm not trying to go in the Bible, doesn't it say the Lord helps those who help themselves?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a scripture or not. But if you're going to treat me like ass, I'm going to give you some ass to kiss. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, is it called for, sweetie?
Situational, yes. It's okay to be a dick.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Absolutely.
How long have we been on?
Look, anyway. We can go on this one for a minute. I don't care.
Rick says, WWJD, what would Jack Daniels, who's Jack Daniels? I thought we said, what would Jack Daniels do? Tom Food Factory says, do unto others before they do unto you. Damn right. Listen, guys, I'm a retired.
Because we said, have mercy.
Have mercy. Lord, have. Claude, have mercy. I don't even know Claude.
Lord, have mercy.
Anyway. Listen, guys, I'm a retired infantry guy, all right? Airborne Ranger and yada, 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 yada. They used to put stuff in our head, not that we were brainwashed or anything. Smitty can verify this.
The government conditioning.
Well, just training. They were like, you know, what's the spirit of the bayonet? The bayonet's a knife that you put on the end of your rifle. What's the spirit of the bayonet? Is what? The quick and the dead, okay. Right? What makes the grass grow? Blood makes the grass grow. That's my training. So now... I'm the nicest civilian in the world with some stuff floating around in the back of my brain. And you want to be a dick? Come on, man. That ain't right.
All I say is situational that you have to be like that, though.
Charles Riley says your twin is perfect sidekick. I know. What's going on, Cook with Big Cat 305? How you doing?
It's just all situational. Sometimes you just
the number
and you know what's bad? Like what? In my case, when it comes to me being a dick, it's like because I'm not a dick all the time, right? It's just I'm sitting there and I'm nice, and then people just keep taking it for granted, and then you sit there, you get upset, and the next thing you know, it's like, oh, now I gotta blow up and be a dick.
It's like the Nutty Professor. You keep growing and growing and woo.
I get sometimes.
I'm just saying. Hey, Johnny Mac says, if you're a dick to me, you better believe I'm going to get mine. There you go. Y'all put your hands together for a man that telling the truth. That's right. Listen.
I'm thirsty.
I'm not. I'll hold it down.
I'll be back.
Those of you that are listening to the podcast and you can't see what's going on, my daughter's getting ready to take her leave real quick to get her some sippables. So anyway. Charles Wright says, you have to grow into it, acquired taste. Listen, man, I'm like this. The first thing in this world, the biggest rule I think in this world, the biggest problem I think that's going on in this world is people just fucking with people. All right? You got rich people fucking with poor people. You got white people fucking with black people. You got black people fucking with white people. You got all kind of shit. You got freaking terrorists fucking with non-terrorists. You know what I'm saying? You got short people mad at tall people. You got all kind of shit going on in this world. Quit fucking with each other. You ain't got to be a dick. Let people live. You know what I'm saying? We got this whole fucking Covina thing going on right now. You got some folks freaking social distancing, and some people don't give a fuck. You know, how you going to solve a problem if you can't come together? You ain't got to be a dick. Not all the time. You know? Sometimes we need to come together as one. All right? Might be one group of good motherfuckers or one group of bad motherfuckers, but we got to make a decision. We got to make a decision. Smitty says, I think it's okay to have dickly moments. Oh, I hope so. But my point is this, guys. I understand there's times when you're going to be a dick, especially if someone mistreats you, especially if someone does something dickly to you or yours. Of course you want to retaliate. Now, do you have to? No, that is a dick move. You know, some folks go to church and pray. Well, Lord is going to fix it, though. Lord works in mysterious ways. Some people do that. That's cool. Some people be like, I'm just going to bide my time. Karma's a bitch. Karma's going to take care of it. I'm like this. Karma too slow, and I ain't at church right now. All right? Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. In my brain. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm saying that's how I feel. We don't have to be dicks to each other, but if I'm getting dickliness, you're getting dickliness. You're getting, look at my name, my last name, Riddick. You're getting ridiculousness. That's all I'm saying. Frack Daddy says, my dad is a retired Marine sniper who always told me, no need to sugarcoat shit, just say it how it is. Damn, Skippy. Put your hands together for Frack Daddy. Daddy. And that's exactly how I am, guys. I got no reason to lie to anybody. I got no reason to hold stuff back. All right, Russ Ham, another military friend of mine. How you doing, brother? He said, I honestly don't try to be a dick, but I don't try to. No, that's a lie. Sometimes I can't wait to get people back. And that's just me, though. That's just me. If you hit me, I absolutely feel that it's my duty to hit you back. I have to. Everything in my body, from my nuts to my guts, I got to get you back. Now, I'm probably going to go to hell with gasoline draws on if I don't learn how to do some forgiveness, but that's next month. I'm talking about right freaking now. All right, I can't change the world. I can't change the world. But come on, man, you do something to me and mine.
What I miss?
Nothing. Because Frack Daddy's daddy says you don't sugarcoat shit.
This is true.
All right, Charles Riley, are we allowed to talk about our orange? No, we can't talk about the orange dick. We're not going to do that.
Wait, what?
Aww.
Oh.
No, we're not doing that. No, not Chuck. We're not, we're not doing that today, baby. That's funny, though. So anyway, the number's on the screen, guys. Those of y'all that can see it, the number's on the screen. 910-479-4325. If you guys want to call in and we can discuss the intricacies of dickliness, I'll say that again, the intricacies of dickliness, feel free to call. We can discuss it. We sure can.
Why do you have a crying face? What happened?
Because he wants to talk about the orange dick. And I'm like, no, we will not do that. So, how do you guys feel about my view on this? Okay. I don't think it's okay to just be a dick. Okay. I don't think it's all right to mistreat people for no reason whatsoever.
So wait, I have a question.
What's your question, sweetie?
Can I speak freely?
Yes.
So are we talking about being a dick or being an asshole? Because there's two different things.
No, that's a whole different podcast.
Oh, okay.
Being an asshole is a whole different subject.
I mean.
Being a dick is when you're doing things out of retaliation or out of defense.
Yes.
Being an asshole is just initiating fucking nonsense freaking fuckery for no reason. We'll talk about that another day.
So, all right, because it's still about being a dick. So, is it safe to say that assholes makes people become dicks?
An asshole actually can create dickliness.
So people's assholeisms can sit there and make dickisms happen.
Right.
Okay.
But dickliness can create an asshole. This is really getting risque. Anyway, there's no reason, in my opinion, to be a dick to anyone that doesn't deserve it.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Yes.
So if I'm going to be a dick to somebody, it's because they deserved it. I'm not going to just do something arbitrarily just for the hell of it. Now, that is being an asshole.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that another time.
I'll be ready for that conversation.
Okay. So we're going to stick with dickliness. Dickliness is straight retaliation. Assholism is initiation. We're going to just put that.
That should be a Facebook quote.
That I might type that in later. So we're going to stick with dickliness. To be a dick is straight retaliatory. Someone deserved it.
Wait, I don't know.
Hold on, Steve L says, only be a dick to an asshole. Yeah. But sometimes an asshole will start you being it and will turn you into a dick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Smitty says, assholes are dicks that have lost their way. That's amazing.
Wait. See, but that's what I'm saying. Because some people have... Hold on.
Aaron says, I totally agree. But Cooking with Big Cat 305 says, I don't agree. Cooking with Big Cat, if you don't agree, you dial that number and state your case, my friend. Johnny Mac says, let the fuckery begin. Oh, he's calling in.
Oh, snap. Buddy.
Here we go. He says, let the fuckery begin. Now, obviously, y'all, this is going to be explicit when I do post this. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are looking, you get the unedited version. Once I upload this to my hosts, then... it might be a little bit of editing, add some stuff, take some stuff away, maybe nothing important, you know, maybe some gaps or some coughs or something crazy. But
I know I did that.
You guys have the benefit of seeing the whole podcast just the way it is. Mm-hmm. The people that get it on the actual podcast audio only might miss a little bit. Not very much, though. I don't edit very hard. Nah, no. Won't cold? Be me. Is what?
Is that cold?
No, baby, this is room temperature. I don't want shit to slow me down. Mm-hmm.
Savage.
What? You know what?
Savage.
I'm not a savage. You know how come I drink it like that? Because of these nuts.
I'm done.
That's how you got here.
I don't need to know that.
You already knew that.
I was a wish upon a star.
You were not a wish upon a star.
I was a wish upon a star.
You was a slippery moment with your mama.
Ew. Stop it.
Wish my ass. You know why I said that?
Why?
Because I was being a dick.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. I wanted to say it. I truly did.
And baby, don't slurp at the microphone.
I'm sorry. My apologies, she's
being a dick. Anyway, I went on Johnny Mags to call in. Johnny Mags or Big Cat, one of the two. I'm waiting anxiously.
I feel there's a time and a place for you to be able to be a dick, but sometimes you have to pick your dickisms correctly.
Now, sometimes you do have to strategically step back.
I think you should learn that a little bit.
I know, because I don't do that at all. Listen, I can accept my flaws. I know my flaws. I know my mistakes. And sometimes they're hard to correct. But I attack. I'm an attacker. You don't mess. If you mess with me, I got to mess with you. That's me. Okay. Oh, snap. We got a call. That's from Massachusetts. That's Johnny Mags.
Johnny Mags.
Here you come, Johnny Mags, my brother from another mother. What's going on, baby?
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you, dear?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Phil,
yes,
my brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just going to say right off the bat, being a dick is being truthful.
I like that. Hold on, wait. I got to give you a rim shot.
A dick.
You were saying?
Truth hurts.
Oh, it does. I agree.
So being an asshole is a completely different story.
I know. See, assholes have no rhyme or reason. Dicks have a purpose. Assholes are just there.
Yes.
Unless you have two people being a dick. Unless you have two people just being a dick, then you just have a problem.
No. Two people being a dick is just a competition.
Of who's going to be the bigger one?
Who's the bigger dick?
I love it.
All right. So what you got? What you got, Mr. Johnny Max? What you got, baby?
Especially today, everyone's a dick or everyone's an asshole because no one can agree on nothing.
I agree.
If you want an opinion, I'm a dick.
Yeah.
if I give you the truth, well, okay. It's actually a very fine line if you really think about it. Because it's all on someone's perspective.
True.
True. Because sometimes...
Am I breaking up, Phil?
No.
No, it's like a little bit of a delay, but we'll get past it. We're good.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. It's all based on perspective. This is what gets on my nerves. This is what kills me, Johnny Mac. This is what kills me. Everybody's feelings get hurt from the littlest freaking thing.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Uh-oh.
Okay? No, Dad. Because sometimes... You have to think about your audience and what the situation is. You can be a dick, but you have to sit there and choose your dick moments. You really have to. Sometimes, don't choose their moments right. Some people are a little bit more sensitive. That's completely fine. There's nothing wrong with sitting there being a sensitive person, especially if you have ovaries. You have to understand that people have ovaries, okay? So when you are dealing with someone who has ovaries, sometimes... We're a little bit more emotional. You don't need to be a dick at that point because we're just being emotional.
Johnny, now she's about to make me be a dick.
See? See? Now watch.
Listen.
Here we go.
You start with the ovary things. Nuts are ovaries on the outside. That's the only difference.
Okay.
They're ovaries on the outside.
And for some reason, all right, so, but because of that detachment of it being on the outside, y'all just don't get it.
No.
Y'all just don't get it.
You guys don't understand the sensitivity. The sensitivity of the scrotism.
No.
All right.
What sensitivity?
We get jealous. This is why we're dicks. We can't even sit in hot water in the bathtub as you guys can. Y'all getting that scalding ass shit and be like, come on, get in with me. I'm like, are you crazy?
And deranged. That's okay though.
Johnny, back me up, man. No. You ever get in a tub with a woman and that water's so hot, your nuts just refuse to ka-dunk up?
I have to plead the fifth on this one. My father's here.
So I'm backing you up on this.
Thank you, sir.
Because the problem, how do I say this?
Just let it fly, baby.
The problem with women is they've never felt the graze.
They've never felt... You've never felt the graze.
You graze these nuts, and you're in agony.
Gone. You ever been holding a baby, and they accidentally stomp on your nuts, and the first thing in your brain is, I'm going to kill this motherfucker? And it's terrible because babies are cute, except for the ugly ones. But anyway, if a baby stomps on your nuts, it just quickly flashes into your brain, should I choke this little motherfucker? And then you go away, oh, it was a mistake.
By the way,
what?
He said, never trust anything that can bleed for 7 days and not die.
All right, Frank Daddy, there you go.
Ha! I only bleed for 3.
Oh, come on, don't shit. Everything, that's terrible.
Ha! And that's me being a dick. There you go.
You see what you created, Johnny Max?
Have you ever been...
Oh, we lost Johnny Mac. I'm calling him back.
I'm ready.
I'm calling him back if I figure out how to do it. Recents.
There you go.
Johnny Mags, I'm calling you right back. What? It said Google Voice has failed.
Why are you using Google Voice?
All right, Johnny Mags, I'm calling you with my regular number. Don't share this shit. It's my regular phone number.
That's why getting kicked in the nuts hurts more than having a baby.
I'm not saying getting kicked in the nuts hurts more than having a baby.
All right. I got you. Hey, Johnny, that's my regular number. Save that, baby. Save that. We're going to be talking a lot.
Hold on. Wait a minute. That's why getting kicked in the nuts hurts more than having a baby. Look, I haven't even had a child, and I know that's a lie.
Wait, no, I got to tell you that. Now, Amon Clayman Smokers, James from Texas, he says, because I was on his live earlier, and I chimed in, hey, blah, blah, blah. He's like, man.
Look, that made my lazy eye come out more.
He said, make your lazy eye work.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, if you don't listen to these guys' podcast, he's like, it's a good time. These guys, especially when his daughter. I'm Batman, you cat woman. You ain't Robin.
Robin, I'm Catwoman?
Yeah, because Robin gets to drive the car sometimes. You got your own car. All right, hold on. Christopher Manz, hey, Manziel, that's one of my ROTC. Welcome. He said OG sexual. Y'all didn't see this comment. It says the OG sexual Tyrannosaurus himself has a talk show.
What in the world
is this? If you look at that sign right back there.
Which one?
Christopher Manziel, put your hands together. Christopher Manziel. He is a former... Turn the ceiling fan, though. He's a former lieutenant, one of my cadets. Yes, I used to make officers as well. And that's one of the things I used to say when we were at WPI, Worcester Polytechnic Institute ROTC. I was a sexual Tyrannosaurus. I only said that because I was a dick. Back to the subject at hand. Oh, Major Manziel.
Did you just say Worcester?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, Worcester. I got proof. Look, Christopher, if you look at the comments, I don't know if you can see it. Christopher Manziel, he says, miss you, sir, in first class, Riddick. Now he's a major. But I remember that young man when he was just a cadet. Y'all put your hands together for the military. You look at the comments on that thing, and somewhere it's going to say sexual Tyrannosaurus. I'm just saying.
See, I knew that was
awesome. All right, guys. Now, Johnny Max, thanks for calling in, man. When is it?
Thank you.
When is it thank not you, okay? When is it not okay to be a dick? We've talked about when it is okay to be a dick. When is it not okay to be a dick?
To your daughters.
Hey. No.
I'm no. Sorry. I had to.
You were saying?
Go ahead.
Okay. See, I have to sit there and I have to keep mentioning that because he has a hard time understanding that. So I have to give him a hard time. I have to be a dick at this time because of this situation that he sat there and so appropriately put together that I have to sit there and take the jabs that I have.
I'm an opportunist.
I'm a realist and an opportunist to its core. So I'm going to take this to my advantage.
Listen.
As a father, we at times need to be dicks
to
our children. It's a teaching moment.
Yes.
And you learn the hard way, hard love. I've been listening, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I've almost caught up to every podcast. I am currently on episode 10.
Oh,
halfway
shit.
Halfway through episode 10. Daddy Dutchers are back on.
Okay.
And I forget which episode, but I think it came out. It was definitely came out of one of your girls' mouth of hard love.
Yeah.
On whatever subject it was. So being a dick to your child is part of hard love.
It is. It's mandatory. Because it's if you're friends
with point across.
If you're friends with your kids, you're not teaching them shit.
You know when correct. When he became my friend, when I became an adult, that's it. I didn't know what friendship was until I was a doggone adult.
And I'll still go ham. For the non-layman, ham is hard as a motherfucker. Listen, if something's going wrong, I will go ham. Did you almost spit on my microphone?
No. Uncle Smitty said, I never thought I would see Kim Riddick with a pillowcase. That's so great.
But you're 100% right, Johnny Max. Listen, man, you can't be friends with your kids. Not if you expect them to grow up and be productive citizens of society.
Yep.
You know, you just can't. That ranks right up there with walking around with your kid on a fucking leash. I hate that shit. I fucking hate it.
That's the most annoying thing
I
ever.
I hate that shit. Ooh, that's being a dick right there. That's being a dick. You won't carry the kid. You won't put the kid in a stroller. You're going to make him run, walk around, and pull him on a freaking stretchy-ass fucking cord. That's being a fucking dick right there.
I hate that so much.
I do.
Shit. Yeah, sure. I'm enjoying the show. I love you, brother. You guys are great. I love you to death.
Aww.
I'm
going to
leave you with this one last comment.
Okay.
My father had told me when I was a kid growing up.
Yes, sir.
And it didn't make sense till I obviously got older.
Right.
It was, the older you get, the smarter I'm going to be. That's what he told me.
Yep.
And damn it, he was right. The older I got, man, the old man was smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Before you go, I'm going to tell you what my dad told me. He said, boy, I done forgot shit you trying to learn.
Yep.
There it is.
That's the one.
Yep.
That's the one.
But hey, thanks for calling in, Johnny Mags. I pretty love you, man. Mr. McGuire. Love I love you to death, baby. And we'll be talking soon. We'll be talking soon.
Oh, you know it.
Take care, my friend.
All right, brother.
Bye bye.
I love his
that
accent.
That was fun. What? That's the New Hampshire. That's the Worcester. That's the Massachusetts.
That's the New England? Is it the New
that's
England?
That's the New England accent
I
right
like
there.
It. I like how he said hard.
Yeah, hard.
I love it. I love
hey,
it.
Don't tease him. He'll be mad
no,
at me.
I'm not teasing. I'm just saying I love it.
Oh, no. Smitty says, yep, you have to fuck your kids up for six for the first 16 years of their life. There you go.
18 for good measure.
Charles Riley says, you can keep a cloud of pending violence over their heads. That's right. Impending doom.
Since you were talking about quotes, you know which one was one of my favorite quotes?
Big Cat talking about LOL dying. Leash.
Since you were talking about quotes, like he mentioned his dad's quote and you mentioned your dad's quote.
Yep.
You know which one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite people who had the, like the ultimate dickisms?
Who's that?
Uncle Charlie. Can I say it? Can I say it? Can I say it?
Yeah.
Mother made him.
And motherfuck him. My wife's Uncle Charlie. He was a sheriff.
God rest his soul.
He was a sheriff at Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm talking about back when it wasn't cool. Back when black people weren't cool in Mississippi, he was a sheriff. And that dude, he had so many one. He loved me to death, but he would shoot through his door.
He was Uncle Charlie was the biggest dick we know.
Oh, he taught me so many dickisms. This man, look, Airborne Ranger Special Forces black guy, Vietnam. After Vietnam, he comes back to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Mississippi.
In the South.
Anyway.
Jim and Crow? Then he, was it Jim Crow era?
I think it was a little bit right around that, but then he ends up the sheriff. All right, brace yourself, guys. Yep, I'm going to fucking say it. His nickname was Nigga Charlie.
It was.
And he was the sheriff. That was his nickname. Uh-oh, here come the sheriff. Oh, here come Nigga Charlie. And this is not a joke. That's what they called that man. And he was okay with it.
He used anyway, to bite my cheeks.
That man, after he got a little bit older, we're talking about dick now. I learned how to be a dick with this man. This man was so dickly. He was the pinnacle of dickliness. This man was amazing.
The myth, the legend, Uncle Charlie.
Charlie E. Williams. This man would get pissed off at a Christmas party and start taking his lights off the tree, y'all motherfuckers, and he'd leave with the light. Uncle Charlie. This man did not play.
It's the truth. It's the truth. So
he
much.
Did not play. He'd be like, we're going to have a barbecue. And he'd bring over the grill. He'd bring over the meat. He'd start cooking. Someone would piss him off, and he would leave with the grill while it was on fire and take the meat with him. You motherfuckers. I'm not taking this. Oh, Uncle Charlie. That man was a dick. But I love him to death. I love him to death.
He was our dick.
Yeah, he passed away.
I mean,
we're going to talk. Look, we're going to talk about some retaliation. How did I get him back? This is funny. This man, he passed away. They did a military funeral, and I showed up and I spoke.
No, you're not.
They
you're not
didn't. About to say yo, I'm going to say.
Don't do it.
I'm saying it.
Don't you do
first
it.
Of all, they contacted me. I got a hold of his DD-214, which is the paperwork when you retire with all of your awards and everything on it. So I got all of his awards. They buried that man in my basic training uniform because they went from cotton to polyester. So I still have my old uniform. They buried him in my basic training uniform. I put all of his awards on him and everything. We took that to the funeral home, drove in from Fort Bragg to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then they called me. Hey, and this blew me away. They were like, we don't have any underwear. So immediately in my brain is, why the fuck does a dead guy need underwear? But anyway, they contacted me. They needed some underwear. So we get to the funeral parlor early.
Oh, God.
I opened up the suitcase, and I had these. They were jockeys. You know, they weren't boxers. They were those boxer briefs, but they were purple.
They were new.
They were brand new.
They were brand new, y'all.
But they were purple. And Uncle Charlie was a dick. I was like, oh, yes, I am.
He buried them in purple underwear,
I got
them
on the way out.
He buried them in purple.
They buried Uncle Charlie E. Williams in full military uniform, but he was wearing some purple freaking jockey boxer briefs. I'm just saying.
You know Uncle Charlie cussing you out, right?
Oh, I just hope he don't show up later.
Uncle Charlie.
I'm Daddy, sorry, Uncle Charlie.
Look, when it comes to your, when it's your time.
Yeah.
Hopefully long time for now.
All right.
But when it's your time, Uncle Charlie going to punch you in the face.
Hey, well, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to say, Charlie, first of all, I'm glad I made it here, and I'm glad it's not hot.
Okay. And he going to punch you in the face.
I'm like, give me back my draw.
He going to punch you in the face.
I'm bigger
you
than
he
is.
You know better than that.
I'm bigger than he is.
But Uncle Charlie didn't give it. Daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. Uncle Charlie didn't give a damn, though.
I know. Uncle Charlie, listen. One quick war story from Charlie E. Williams. He told me this story, and this is about being a dick, but not him. He said he was in Vietnam. He got enough. They fired, they shot, blah, blah, blah. He got separated and freaking. He got in a fight with the Viet Cong, that doggone Viet Cong. And he said, when I killed him, he said, when I killed that son of a bitch, he bit down on my hand, and that death grip. He said, I had to sleep with that motherfucker. Charlie E. Williams, he said he stabbed a guy who bit down on his hand when he killed him, and he couldn't get his hand out. He said, I had to sleep with that motherfucker. So who was the dick? Was Charlie Williams a dick for killing him, or was the other guy get him on his way out by chomping down?
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, this podcast just went awry. Anyway.
But it's still on topic.
It was still on topic. Somebody was a dick. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Whew.
Anybody else want to call?
If somebody else want to call in, we'll wait for it. If you don't want to call in, we'll be ending this here soon. I don't know how long we be going. See, this.
Oh, we can go. Daddy,
that camera.
Look, I mean, we can keep going on with this topic for a minute.
What? Is dickliness that popular?
Absolutely.
I can see Smitty right now just shaking his hand.
He created this monster, Uncle Smitty. He created it.
What monster? You?
Me.
You know how? These nuts.
Stop it. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
No, it wasn't Jesus, Mary, and
Stop
Joseph.
It. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't
it was Philip and Kim.
You see what I deal with? Him being a dick. I got to sit there and deal with it.
Speaking of dick.
Ew!
What?
Ew. I don't need to know that.
You know it already.
I don't want to know it.
Want me to tell you something else?
No. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
You're so funny.
You love me.
Of course I do.
You better.
Of course. I love your mama too. That's how you got here.
Ew!
What?
See, you got to go. You got to bring it back. You got to bring it back. That's why you being a dick. That's what. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That's what I got to deal with.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
I'm telling you, we can go a minute when it comes to this. Okay?
Oh, I got a lot of more. I feel like Mr. T, I got a lot of more.
Oh, my goodness. Who is all right. Dad, wait, yes, ma'am. Yes. I have all the more, because, you know, we a movie family and stuff like that. Who's the biggest dick we didn't see as far as in movies?
Biggest dick in a movie.
Would you say Thanos? No. He was a real. He had
oh,
a
no. He no, had, he, had no he wasn't a dick. He had a purpose.
Yeah.
We talking about someone that, y'all put in the chat. Oh, we have 54 minutes. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Put in the chat the biggest dick.
In cinema.
In cinema. Just for no reason at all. They can't have a miss just being a dick. I know I got one.
Who is yours?
Sorry. I got one.
Who's yours?
And I can't even think of his name.
Wait, what movie?
Freaking, come on. What's that movie?
Who's in it?
The Fifth Element. Gary Oldman.
I know what you're talking about.
What was his name? That he was just a dick. Come on, God, help me out, chat.
Oh my God, Gary Oldman in the Fifth Element. I know who you're talking about. I see his face. I see the weird haircut.
With the plastic.
Yeah.
He was just a
what
dick.
What was his name?
I can't think of it. He was a dick. Who else? A dick in cinema.
The Punisher.
No, Punisher wasn't a dick. He had a vendetta. He had a purpose. Someone that's just a dick for no reason.
Deadpool's a dick for
Deadpool is a dick. No, he says dick shit, but he does have a purpose. He's an anti-hero.
What more reason for him to be a dick? He's an anti-hero.
I mean, someone that's so obnoxious.
Spawn is a dick. Spawn's a dick.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Okay, Dad, he'll sit there and kill this person, not liking both of them, but he'll kill this person just because this person can't get to him. That's a dick move.
No, he could feel evil. Spawn kills evil. There's a purpose. Talking about, hold on, Major Malcolm Reynolds, Heartbreak Ridge. He was a dick. That was a dick. Yes, indeed.
You got that one.
Hold on. How's Iron Man a dick?
He had dickism.
No, he was an asshole. He did stupid shit for no fucking reason. But he wasn't doing anything intentionally. Tony Stark was an asshole. He wasn't a dick.
Was Loki a dick? Or was Loki an
asshole?
Loki
did a lot of dick. Loki was both. He was a dick. All right. He was a dick during freaking the Avengers. He was a dick because he was trying to take over the world, but that was a dick move. But when you put him in freaking Ragnarok, he was just an asshole. Yeah, Tony Stark. He said Tony, the Joker. Hold on now.
Oh, now we're getting to the psychology. Now we're getting to the psychology.
Joker was a dick. And an asshole. The epitome. He did shit out of retaliation, and he did shit for no fucking reason. Thank you, Steve. The Joker is the epitome of a dick and an asshole.
You know he's one of our favorite villains.
I know, right?
The Claw from Black Panther.
He was a dick. he was a dick.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Oh, don't hurt me. And then he sung. Yeah, he was a fucking dick.
That was a dick move.
And you got me to sing. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. He's insane. That doesn't count. Hold on. So you're saying the Joker is insane. Or is he? Or is he revolutionary? Is he an insane asshole or is he a revolutionary dick?
Wait, hold on. But is Bruce Wayne Batman or Bruce Wayne? Is he a dick or an asshole? Is he a vigilante or criminal?
Don't get us started on this.
Oh, shit. No, get me started on DC and Marvel, baby.
We love
comic books. I know my shit.
Anyway, he's still teaching me stuff. I'll be like, what?
We're going off the rails.
Did I really just do that?
He said, yes, you did. He said the Joker was nuts. Was he nuts or was he a genius? Was he nuts or was he eccentric?
That's a good question. See, that's a good question.
What?
Because one of the things when it comes to the psychology, when it comes to Joker, I did a psychology paper on the Joker.
Hold on. Bruce Wayne himself says that he's Batman and Bruce Wayne is the disguise. Yes, he did.
But back to what I was saying about the Joker. When it comes to things, they say he has no purpose. His purpose is chaos and all this other stuff. But is it? That's the big question. Is he being an insane asshole or is he being a revolutionary dick? His idea is legitimately to cause chaos, to question pretty much, if you have someone who is noble, who has this whole idea of how things are supposed to be, the ideology of Batman, his purpose of everything, and if he can sit there and break that, making the most noblest person possible, making them break and do the opposite of what they're supposed to do, is that noble?
He said the last movie wasn't very good because the Joker wasn't smart. You're right. The last one, you're talking about the Joaquin Phoenix one, you're right. because that was, he was just a chaos engine, and they were building up on that from how a mediocre somebody could turn into something extravagant.
Absolutely. But we're talking about Heath Ledger.
We're talking about the entire, here you go.
Heath Ledger.
The entire rogues gallery for the Batman versus the Batman.
In
every situation, it's always about someone teaching someone else a lesson.
So is he being a dick or is he being an asshole?
I'm saying all of them. The Joker's trying to prove shit. The Penguin's trying to prove shit. They all have their lesson. Catwoman, freaking Clayface, the freaking...
Dollmaker. Not Dollmaker. Dollmaker.
Yeah, but all of them.
Yeah.
To include the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
They're all trying to teach messages. Anyway, I said messages. Messages. Anyway, folks, we've been on here for a little bit of while. This conversation was about being a dick. I think we've nailed that point home. I love you like cooked food, guys. Freaking, if you guys enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy this YouTube channel, whatever, tell your friends. Let everybody know. Let me help me grow this, because my goal is to do this for a living and not have to fly away and leave. So please help me spread the word. I love you like cooked food. I'm sitting here with my beautiful daughter, and we are about to get out of here, guys, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love you like cooked food. Tell your friends, and we are out of here.